I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner, and this is Healthful High Notes. January is National Stalking Awareness Month, and while the definition of stalking varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, stalking is generally defined as a pattern of behavior directed at a specific person that would cause a reasonable person to fear for their safety or the safety of others or suffer substantial emotional distress. According to the Stalking Prevention Awareness and Resource Center, or SPARC, about 13.5 million people are stalked in a one-year period of time in the United States. Many are stalked by a person they know, a current or former intimate partner, or an acquaintance. About 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men have been a victim of stalking at some point in their life. The majority of stalking victims are threatened with physical harm. While anyone is at risk for being stalked, the majority of stalking victims are between the ages of 18 and 24. What does stalking look like? Stalkers use many different tactics like making unwanted phone calls, sending unwanted texts, photos, emails, and messages through social media. Stalking also includes approaching a victim and showing up in places where the victim does not expect them, and following and watching the victims. The impact of stalking on victims is vast. About 1/3 of stalking victims fear it will never stop. Many victims lose time from work, and 1 in 7 even move as a result of being stalked. There are higher rates of depression, anxiety, insomnia, and social dysfunction among stalking victims than the general population. 2 out of 3 stalkers pursue the victim at least once per week, but many pursue victims daily. In 20% of cases, weapons are used to threaten victims. Intimate partner stalkers are the most likely stalkers to approach, threaten, and physically harm their victims. In the state of Tennessee, stalking is against the law, and some forms of stalking are classified as a felony. In the initial stages, many stalking victims question themselves about whether or not they are truly being stalked. Don't take any chances. If you think you're being stalked, contact the police. If you fear you are in imminent danger, call 911. I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner and advanced forensic nurse, and you've been listening to Healthful High Notes. Be sure to visit the WYXR podcast network at wyxr.org for more Healthful High Notes.